Our story begins in Matt's room at St. John Hospital, where Matt is talking with Todd while he waits for his release papers.
So, how does it feel to be going home?
They tell me I'm healthy enough to leave, but what am I supposed to do? I can't go out in public looking like this.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Of course you can, Matt. But you have to accept what happened. And hopefully the skin grafts will be able to help with the scarring.
Have you talked to Dr. Morgan lately? I'm not holding my breath. I'm a monster now, and it's not going to change.
If you lose hope, then you have nothing. Look, I know it's hard, but you have to try to see the positives in all this. You're alive. You have a future.
I'm not even sure what kind of future I have now. I certainly can't have a career with this face.
Look, maybe it's time to explore some new options.
Will you go see what's holding up my release papers? Please?
All right. I'll be right back.
How am I supposed to go outside like this?
Everett, you have to help me.
Mandy, what are you doing back here?
She's trying to kill me, Everett.
Who?
Molly. She wants me dead. You have to help me.
At her apartment, Serena is talking with Charlie in the living room.
Look, I don't know how you found out where I live, Charlie, but I better not see Gretchen and Marilyn on my doorstep next.
Oh, Captain Stiles, I have my way of finding people that I need to talk to.
I can't imagine why you'd want to talk to me about Todd. We've been through that subject, and there's no need to rehash it again.
Oh, but there is, in light of some new information I've obtained about you and the loser.
And what information would that be?
Well, I know that you are hot to trot for the musclehead, and I think I may be of some assistance to you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on, Serena. It's all right. I guess I could see why some women might find the guy attractive. He walks around with that dumb, innocent, pretty boy look on his face, strutting his stuff. But I don't care why you want him. I just know that you want him.
Wait a minute. Have you been talking to my cousin?
Let's leave Dirk out of this one, would you?
I'm going to kill him.
Look, don't worry about Dirk. Focus here. If you want Malone, then I say, go for it.
Why in God's name would you even care? I just don't get it.
Because Malone's girlfriend, he does have one, by the way, works for me, Hannah. And I know she can do a lot better than that.
What exactly are you saying? You want me to make a play for Todd to break them up?
I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just saying that it would be pretty easy to split those two up, if you ask me. If, of course, someone were trying to do that.
And why would you think that?
Because Hannah likes the finer things in life, and Todd is never going to be more than a useless, middle-class, country bumpkin nobody with a pretty little face from Erie.
So, you want Hannah for yourself. Is that what this is really all about?
No, I am happily in love with Miss Gretchen Stiles.
Please, spare me. I hate that woman.
The feeling was mutual, trust me.
So what are your motives here? Why do you care if Hannah and Todd are together?
Hannah is my friend. I want to spare her from that loser. I've even thought about trying to set her up with your cousin. I think those two are much more suited for each other.
Dirk and Hannah. I wouldn't do that to my cousin.
Well, Hannah's on to you, Serena. So your window of opportunity is slowly closing.
And what do you think I should be doing?
I'm sure a woman like you can come up with something. And if you ever do find yourself in a compromising position with Malone, call me. And I'll make sure Hannah is very much aware of it. That's all we gotta do. Let her catch the two of you in action. And then, they'll be over. For good.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Zoe is talking with Adriana by the nurse's station.
Zoe, I'm your mother.
What?
Look, I didn't want to blurt it out like that, but I couldn't keep it in 1 second longer.
What in God's name are you talking about, Adriana?
Zoe, I know you know nothing about this, but I was lied to my whole life about who I really was, and I can't do that to my own child. I just had this confirmed for me yesterday.
Had what confirmed? You're not making any sense.
Your father admitted to me that he took you after you were born and raised you with his wife, the woman you thought was your mother.
My God, you've really lost it, haven't you? I don't know what you're smoking, Adriana, but you better get off it before you end up back at Westside as a patient.
Zoe, my mind is clearer right now than it's ever been.
Then I feel sorry for you, because you're nuts. Look, my shift is over and I have to go.
But wait, I have to explain everything to you.
I think I've heard enough for one night. You need to go home and get some rest or something. I don't know. But you are not my mother, Adriana. I have to go.
But I am Zoe.
At Connie's apartment, Hannah and Connie are talking about Heidi's pregnancy.
I cannot believe this.
Pregnant?
Yes, pregnant. I'm dumbfounded. I don't even know what to think.
Connie, Clint is too young to become a father.
No kidding. But what am I supposed to do about it?
Are you going to have the charges dropped against her?
Part of me thinks I should pursue it, but if she's carrying my grandchild, God, I can't even say it. Then I can't have her locked up or have her put under stress right now.
What if she decides she doesn't want to have the baby?
I hate saying this, but honestly, I think that might be the best thing for everyone concerned. What do you think?
Hey.
Clint, have a seat. We need to talk.
I don't have anything else to say to you, Mom.
Heidi is pregnant. We are going to talk about it right now.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.